Today, we'd like to see the title of Into the House of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 37, verses 1 to 38. To the souls on this online read-through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Right here, two kinds of songs. One is Maranatha worship songs. The videos level you may click on. The other one, CCMB, Contemporary Christian Music Video, a ministry of CCAH Press. Music videos available. Now you may click on that videos. We plan to use them for Peru mission tour, if the Lord permits. So continue to keep on prayer for the mission tour. Today, question 1 in verse 1. And so it was, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 16. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim. You are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 36. Then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. What is the result of a prayer, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Isaiah chapter 36, verse 22, then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who had covered the household, Shebna and scribe, and Joiah the son of Asa, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him the words of Rabshakeh, the servant of Hezekiah, had talked with this chief command upon the top of the wall. When they heard these demands for unconditional surrender, they tore their clothes, expressing their grief. They came to Hezekiah and they told him the words of the chief command of the Assyrian armies. There seemed to be no way out. Today we observe what Hezekiah did in this chapter 37, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 20 up to 37, covers the same portion of this chapter 37:21-38. Verses 1 to 7, Hezekiah into the house of God, 8 to 13, Sennacherib's threat, 14:20, Hezekiah's prayer, 21:35, Isaiah's delivery of God's word about Assyrians' defeat, 36:38, Sennacherib's death. Hezekiah into the house of God. Verse 1. And so it was, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, went into the house of the Lord. Verse 1. Question 1. Hezekiah's first reaction and response to this very troubling news of the demands over unconditional strength was to go into the house of the Lord, where he would gain the eternal respect. When we face a very troubling news not to be way out, we lose easily the consequences of the eternal. We are short-sighted, and we can only see the immediate consequence, effect, or result. Now, this makes it difficult for us to understand the work of God in our own lives. Because God is working in your life, He is in the eternal. He always working the eternal plan. He is interested in your eternal welfare. In the Old Testament time, Hezekiah immediately went to the house of the Lord, where the Ark of Covenant was a reference of God's presence in Jerusalem. Today, in the coming hours, we are not limited to a particular place, but wherever we may pray, or pray with melody, worship, or do supplication to the Lord immediately, without being anxious in spirit and truth, and in everything, let your request be made known to God. Or cross-reference right there. Verse 2, then he sent Eliakim, who was of the household, Shebnah, the scribe, and the eldest of the priests, covered with sackcloth to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz. Hezekiah sent the chief cabinets to Isaiah. Verse 3, and they said to him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth. Hezekiah was compared this, no way out or a hopeless circumstance, to a woman who is trying to give birth to a child but is too weak to deliver. However, he didn't give up. Instead, he asked the prophet Isaiah to pray that God would help his people. No matter how bad your circumstance is, don't be anxious. Today, turn to God and pray wherever. You may ask others for intercessing prayers over your issue. Verse 4, it may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. The remnant were those in Jerusalem, because all residents in other cities of Judah had already fallen to Assyria. Pray to God and lift up the prayer. Verse 5 to 7. So the servant of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall bear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. From Isaiah, the chief cabinet heard of God's word about Assyrian's defeat. 8 to 7, Sennacherib's threat. Then the Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he heard that he had departed from Lachish, and the king heard concerning Tirhaka, king of Ethiopia. He had come out to make war with you. So when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, this is about 702 before Christ. Sennacherib was in the process of taking Philistine city of Lachish, and it is true he heard the rumor of Tirhakas, king of Ethiopia's coming out to make war. That caused him to depart from the battle against Lachish and to war against Libnah, and to return back to Assyria. Lapsaket, the chief commander, heard of Isaiah's word and sent his messengers to Hezekiah and Judah, to the people. Thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, saying, do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered those whom my fathers have destroyed? Gozan and Haran and Rezephir and the people of Eden who were in Telasar. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arapar, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena and Eva? So this was the letter that Lapsaket was threatening again with Assyrian's victory over many words and with challenging the God of Judah. 14 of 20, Hezekiah's prayer. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Sennacherib had gone back to Assyria, but now here's the letter. Then Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, your God, you alone, of all the kingdom of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Question 2. Cherubim are guarding mighty angels. Cherubim covered the Ark of Covenants in the most holy place of the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. Hezekiah addressed God in his prayer. It's important in all prayers. Who are you addressing your prayer to? You are the only true God. All other gods were not true gods, because all had their object of worship, their forms and rituals of worship. What distinguished him from others? He is a creator. He created the heavens and earth. All other gods are made by humans. For example, the Apostle Creed, the maker of heavens and earth. So that is an example. 17. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone. Hezekiah spread out these blasphemous things of the latter people to the Lord. For your sake, for your glory, that the whole world may know that you are the only true God. Lord, would deliver us out of his hands. All of the other gods were not able to save out of the hand of Assyrians. But no wonder, they weren't gods anyhow, but the Lord saves us, that the whole world may know there is no God like you. Isaiah delivery of God's word about Assyrian defeat. Verse 21-38 verses are the same as 2 Kings 19:20-37, already announced. 21-25. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, just said the Lord of God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. God would stop up the rivers of a besieged place conquered by Assyrians. Up to 25. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, left you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have reproached the Lord, or talking about the Assyrians people, and said, by the multitude of my chariots, I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon. I will cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress tree. I will end its farthest height to its fruitful forest. I have dug and drink water, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up all the brooks of defense. 26 up 28. Did you not hear long ago how I made it from ancient times that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you should be for crushing fortified cities into heaps of ruins. Therefore, their inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded, dismayed or discouraged and confounded, confused. They were as the grass of the field and the green herb and the grass on the housetop and grain blighted before it is grown. The nations that Assyrians have conquered were like a grain that grows up rapidly but dries so quickly, like a grain on the dirt roofers but would die very quickly. 28, but I know your dwelling place, your going out, your coming, your rage against me. Because your rage against me and your tumult have come up to my ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you can. This was a typical tact of the Assyrians used on their captives. They were often led away with hooks in their noses or lips over their mouth as a sign of humiliation. They were a cruel people. In that way, they also destroyed. Thirdly, this shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year, such as grows of yourself, and the second year, what springs from the same. Also in the third year, sow and reap, plant a vineyard, and eat the fruit of them. You want to be able to plow, plant your field this year, but in the following second year, third years, whatever season grain there that comes up itself, you will eat of death. That's a sign. Then 31, and the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. God will work with the remnants of his people, and they will bear fruit and eat it. 33. Therefore, thus said the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor ever there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a city mount against it, by the way that he came, By the same shall he return, and he shall not come into this city, said the Lord. So basically, 33-35, you know, the King Assyria, so can't, you know, conquer, but return to own country. 35, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Lord, for your glory, all the earth may know, God said, I will for my sake. God would defend Jerusalem for the sake of God and for David's sake, in remembrance of his promise to David through Nathan. God will not give his glory to another. Watch out not to take God's credit in your life. Assyrian's defeat was recorded in others over the scripture. The 2 Samuel 7:16, 2 Kings 26, Isaiah 48:9-11, and so on. 36-38, Sennacherib's death. Then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained at Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria. Now it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that his son, Adrammelech and Sharezer, struck him down with sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esar-Sadon, his son, reigned in his place. So assassinated, basically. Sennacherib's death also was recorded in the 2 Kings 19:35, prophesied by Isaiah. The anger of the Lord destroyed the Assyrians, so the word of God against Sennacherib was fulfilled. It's a lesson that when you face so difficult circumstances, we should go immediately to God, surrender ourselves to the Lord, and pray or do supplication to the Lord, who might handle the issues in his way. Like Jesus surrendered, laid down himself to the Father, obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Even if no one take his life from Jesus, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. So like that, you know, we should surrender immediately, praise to the Lord, you know, take up there. So it's a lesson. So we covered all three questions. Continue to keep on praying to all the missionary, especially Calvary and Anaheim Hills Mission. So next week we plan to go to Peru. Peru here, the ministers Timothy and J.Y.O. Lucho Garcia and Alberto Sanchez, and so on. So we are going to meet there. So keep on prayer. Here is the permission. Also, the last four songs is right there. Four songs we inspired to have made those songs to be used in permission tour if the Lord permits. So continually. We are singing some of those songs today worship. God bless you, everybody. Bye.